A federal prosecutor announced new charges today against a senior coal company official for conspiring to falsify required monitoring of coal dust. The case comes amid a surge in cases of black lung disease in the region. Reporter Becca Schimmel has details.
Western Kentucky District U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman unsealed a new indictment against the former manager of all of the Western Kentucky mines belonging to the now bankrupt Armstrong Energy Coal Company. Glendale Buddy Hardison is charged with conspiring to defraud the United States and the Mine Safety and Health Administration. The indictment alleges Hardison met with Ron Ivey, who is also charged in the indictment, and ordered agents of Armstrong Coal to, quote, make the pumps come in, end quote. Coleman says that means employees were to make sure the air monitoring pumps showed acceptable levels of coal dust, even though the pumps were not properly used.
When we're looking at documentation that is demonstrating supposed dust samples from days that these mines weren't even operable, they call that a clue in my profession.
The latest charge expands on indictments announced in July. Coleman says whistleblowers who worked in the mines were critical to bringing the original charges. Acting on a tip from miners, federal inspectors found violations at Armstrong Energy's Parkway and Kronos mines. Those charged last year have pleaded not guilty. Trial is scheduled for June 19th. Coleman says the investigation remains open and active.
Our goal is to go up the chain to those that made decisions, very clear business decisions, that expose miners to a grave degree of risk.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Madisonville, Kentucky.